The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3289. We are continuing our series of looks at the essential Ahsoka Tano episodes as defined by Lucasfilm over in Disney+. Today we're going to talk about the Siege of Lothal from Star Wars Rebels, which it doesn't necessarily seem clear why they included it on this until the very end of those episodes. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So you may not understand why the fine folks at Lucasfilm included the Siege of Lothal in their list of essential Ahsoka Tano episodes until you actually get to the end of part two of that two-part story arc. So the Siege of Lothal, of course, is the opening two-episode premiere from season two of Star Wars Rebels. And as we mentioned in our discussion yesterday, Darth Vader is getting involved in the Rebel storyline. And here in the Siege of Lothal, he says, we either have to get the Spectre Cell folks to come out of hiding if they are on Lothal, and if not, then we have to figure out how to draw them back. Now, as it turns out, they were not on Lothal. They were helping the Phoenix Cell of Rebels attack an Imperial convoy. And after that mission is over, there's a debriefing happening in which Ahsoka's involved. And Hera is lamenting the fact that the recent attack didn't net them the shield generators they were hoping to get for the Alliance. And Ahsoka says, well, maybe on your next attack, Hera. And that's all that Ahsoka has to do with the Siege of Lothal Part 1. It's enough to remind you that, oh, hey, Ahsoka's going to be part of this, so you might be seeing her more often. Now, to be able to jump ahead to what you need to know about Ahsoka, I have to tell you that Darth Vader sets a trap for the Rebels on Lothal. The Rebels fall into it, and they try to figure out how to get off-world. They make a deal with Lando Calrissian, which is great. He gets our heroes to trade away some of the shield generators they picked up in the whole process of this episode for some random transponder things that, when deployed, send out a signal that looks like the Imperial shuttle they stole. So with four different targets to consider, the Empire isn't able to identify the shuttle escaping from Lothal and going into hyperspace until they're gone. However, naturally, Darth Vader has ensured that there is a tracking device on that stolen Imperial shuttle, and it starts transmitting as soon as our heroes get back to the Phoenix Cell fleet. Then Darth Vader shows up by his lonesome in his TIE Advanced X-1, and they send out 8 or 10 A-wings after him, and he basically obliterates most, if not all, of them. At the same time, also attacking the main Corellian corvette and rendering it inoperable. Now, here's where Ahsoka comes into play. So, as they see this one TIE fighter wiping out so many people, the Ghost crew decides that they're going to get involved, and so everybody heads over to the Ghost, and Ahsoka says, mind if I tag along? So she's in the co-pilot seat while our heroes are manning the guns and flying the Ghost. And as they're flying, Kanan and Ezra start to feel something familiar to the sensation that they felt when they encountered Darth Vader on Lothal. And then Ahsoka is trying to reach out with Kanan to, you know, connect with the pilot who seems to be very strong in the Force. And Ahsoka realizes who it is, gives a shout, and then faints dead away, just passes out cold. And for his part, Vader just kind of cocks his head and says, the apprentice lives. That's his big realization. So then when the Star Destroyers show up to reinforce him, he tells everybody he wants the Rebels taken alive, which of course he does, but of course he's probably also particularly thinking about Ahsoka in this case. But naturally, our heroes are able to escape. So the after-action situation is that they're grilling Ahsoka about, you know, who was that guy and what do you know about him? And she's like, I don't know, but I do know that he's going to keep coming after us. So it is interesting that she decides not to tell the ghost crew who she suspects Darth Vader is. And in this particular moment, she may be even grappling with the notion that not only is he still alive, but that he's gone over to the dark side as well. It's not really clear from season 7 of The Clone Wars exactly what she thinks about what happened with Anakin. She knows that there was some kind of traumatic situation that happened immediately before Order 66, but we don't necessarily know for sure what she knows or suspects about Vader up to this point. And for his part, Vader contacts the Emperor and says, hey, guess what? The apprentice of Anakin Skywalker is still alive. And the Emperor is like, hey, this is a great opportunity. She can help us track down other missing Jedi, to which Vader responds, oh yeah, maybe even Kenobi. And the Emperor says, yeah, perhaps, if he's even still alive. Now, this of course takes place after the events of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, where the last we left things, Vader was like, yeah, I still want to hunt down Kenobi. And the Emperor is like, yeah, are you sure about that? Because you seem kind of distracted and weak and it's kind of bugging me. And so Vader's like, okay, never mind. He's dead to me. Forget about it. So now here he is a few years later bringing Kenobi back up again. And yeah, this is one of those little little sketchy kind of continuity situations, but that's okay, you know, it's not a big deal. The bottom line, though, is that Vader and the Emperor now know that Ahsoka Tano is alive and that she is working with the rebels in the fight against the Empire, and so the Emperor says, send another Inquisitor after them. And that's where we leave things, and we don't actually encounter Ahsoka again for another 16 episodes, so we'll talk about that on our next episode of the podcast. But for now, that wraps up what you need to know about Ahsoka from the Siege of Lothal, the season premiere of Star Wars Rebels Season 2, as part of the whole list of essential Ahsoka Tano episodes that we're checking out as we get prepared for the Ahsoka series coming next month on Disney Plus. And so that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.